I still remember the day we met. It seems so fresh in my mind, even if it was almost a year ago. But I'll never forget it, for a number of reasons. I had gone up to the store that day. I was just kind of hovering over the fresh produce because I couldn't make up my mind. That's when I heard a voice ask me if I could reach a box of the berries for them. It had been a long day, and not really a good day either. And without even looking, I just said in my snarkiest tone possible, "What's the matter? Don't you have wings?" They didn't say anything, so I looked over, but no one was there. Then I looked down, and there you were, standing on the ground below me, without any wings at all. Of course, I felt horrible. I just sort of stared at you for a few seconds, and then tried very hard not to stare. I grabbed a box of berries and timidly let myself glide to the ground so I could hand them to you. I apologize, of course, but you said it happened all the time. I suppose our stores aren't really made for someone who has to walk everywhere. In one of the bigger stores, they may have been big enough for you to wear that special harness they made you that lets you levitate a little bit. But this was a smaller place. You could only get in without the harness, and once you were in, so many things were out of your reach. You have a much bigger body than a winged person would have, too. They say that as part of colonizing this world, they altered our DNA. Wings made sense, because of the forests everywhere, and the gigantic trees, and their gravity is lighter, too. Thousands of meters down, no light makes its way to the ground through all the leaves, and it is very cold and wet. The surface of the planet is pretty much bogs and marshes, but with the glorious trees growing out of them everywhere. Most of us live in the trees now, when we're not soaring above them. But to enable us to fly also meant giving us slimmer, lighter bodies with hollow bones like birds. After I met you, I did search the archive some. One of the scientists who helped bring about the first generation of winged humans said we looked like a cross between angels and ballerinas. I had to look that last one up. Apparently, ballerinas were a kind of dancer, but they danced on the ground instead of in the air, and they were known for their graceful, delicate bodies. But you? You're a throwback to before all of that. To the people of, what was the name again? Of Earth. Sturdier, heavier, without wings. Somehow, a mutation happened to set your DNA back to, well, I suppose it's what normal used to be. Maybe it still is on Earth and other colonies. And unless the star paths open up again, we may never know. But they've been closed for at least several centuries. They may never open up again, especially since we don't know why they closed in the first place. I ran into you again a few days later. Well, not so much ran into you as flew over you. If the others had thought to look down, they might have stared at the man without wings, walking below them. But I saw you. I knew not to just look around me, but to look and think differently. I flew down, and since it had been another long day, asked if you wanted to have a drink with me. I didn't think you'd accept. I think you thought maybe I was doing it because I felt bad about the other day, or felt sorry for you. But after a few moments, you agreed. It took me a little while to think of a place that would be accessible to you, well, because I've never had to think about that before. But I did, and we went there. And, oh well, we had a pretty good time, actually. That was nearly a year ago. I guess we're a couple now. Or rather, we have been for several months, even if we didn't acknowledge it. I never intended it to happen, and I don't think you expected it either. But it did. For a while, I thought I was in danger of feeling closer to you than anyone else in my entire life. And now, it definitely has happened. Except now, I may lose you forever. The thing that makes you different from everyone else on this world makes you the one person that can save us. One of our stars flares every 400 years or so. The local life has adapted and won't be bothered by it. But they never figured out a way to modify our DNA to protect us. That is why the satellites were set up to project a shield around our world to protect us from the radiation. It worked very well the first two times it happened. It had to, or we wouldn't still be here. But just a few months ago, one of the satellites had a massive failure. It puts the entire shield at risk, which puts our entire world at risk, since the flares are due any day now. It sounds like an easy enough fix. We have the shuttles still to go up there. We have the spacesuits to allow us to leave the shuttles once we're in orbit, and the spare parts to fix the satellite. Except the shuttles are useless if taking off in them will break our fragile bones, and the suits are useless since they won't fit anyone with wings. All the spare parts in the world won't help them. But you can survive the crushing forces of takeoff in the shuttle. The suits fit you perfectly well. You can save us all. Except, just one thing. There's a good chance you'll die. The ships are old because they were made on Earth. They realize now they need to make new ones, but this is all they have. Maybe your ship shakes itself apart on liftoff, or the suit fails you and you die in vacuum. What an awful thought. Or one of the smaller flares occur while you are outside and you are killed that way. And then you are dead, gone forever. And I am down here alone among civilian people until whenever the big one hits and we have no protection from a brutal, uncaring star. Or perhaps you do save us, but your ship crashes or falls apart upon reentry. Or any number of other things that could happen. You would die. Our world would be saved, but I'd still be lost. You've been training so very, very hard the past few months. I know if this doesn't work, it will be despite you, not because of you. You'll be a hero to our world, no matter what happens. But you've always been my hero before all of this. You'll be going tomorrow, my love. I wish they could delay it, but every day puts us further at risk. I just want to hold on to you for a little bit longer, while I'm sure I still have you. There is something else, though. Tonight, I want to make love to you, with you. It would be our first time, and hopefully not our last. I know you've said that you haven't had much luck with women. There is still a lot of prejudices and small-mindedness in our world. What you're doing will help change that, though. So maybe this is your first time. It's okay if it is. It's not my first, but I know that you're okay with that, too. It would be my first, though, with a man without wings. I'm not one to share my body easily, let alone my heart, which is why I took things so slowly with you. But there's not much time left, and I realized I really wanted to do this, that I need to do this. There is just one thing I want to make clear. I love you. It's not despite your lack of wings, or because of it, or because you're going to be the big hero. It's not because I feel obligated to you in any way. It's just because of you. Only because of you. No, actually, I lied. Not about any of those things, but about there only being one thing I needed to make clear. The second is that I could very well conceive tonight if we make love. In fact, I hope I do. Shh. I know what you're going to say. Our child will be just as likely to be born with wings as without. But I'm fine with either. I don't care if they don't have wings, as long as they have half the heart you do. And in truth, our world needs more people like you. Literally, because of what is going on right now. Even if they build new shuttles, they will always need someone special like you to fly them. But also, this world needs you, in just a general sense that we are stronger because of our differences. There is no one right way to be a person. So, knowing all those things, will you still let me make love with you?